Arizona and neighboring Sonora, Mexico are tightly connected socially, culturally, and economically. And as the coronavirus pandemic spreads, slowed border crossings and traffic is affecting communities on both sides. And today, reporters Kendall Blust and Murphy Woodhouse, who've covered the region and know it as well as anyone, with our Fronteras desk at KJZZ, take us to two Sonoran towns struggling to survive without Arizona tourists.
In January, Puerto Peñasco celebrated the arrival of its first cruise ship. And with it, the promise of ramped-up tourism for the coastal Sonoran town, known as Rocky Point, or Arizona's beach, that depends on cross-border visitors. This time of year, the town should be bursting with people.
Oh my God, Semana Santa, it's like crazy busy. All the hotels are packed, beaches are packed.
Maru Zacatelco runs EcoFun Adventures in Rocky Point. Normally, her company would be taking tourists on sunset cruises or ferrying them to nearby islands to swim with sea lions during Holy Week, when thousands of visitors swarm the town. Instead, it's eerily quiet. Beaches and restaurants are closed. Hotels are empty.
It's just been heartbreaking, everything. It's killing us.
As the coronavirus spreads on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, tourist towns like Rocky Point are taking a huge hit.
It's just one big nightmare. We're in trouble.
Martin Medina has closed his restaurant, Chef Mickey's Place. There's no one to serve without Arizona tourists filling up bars and lunch counters. And it's putting businesses like his at risk, especially, he says, because there's no help from the government.
They are not giving us any kind of relief whatsoever. Nothing.
Even so, he knows he's not the hardest hit, and he's providing meals to families in need.
So we are feeding people breakfast burritos every other day. We can afford to do it every day.
Despite the hardship, many in Rocky Point want tourists to stay away. With no confirmed cases of coronavirus as of Friday, they hope the town may be able to ward off the worst of the health crisis by sacrificing the high season. The city has closed beaches and pools, implemented a curfew, and set up checkpoints to prevent non-residents from entering. At least until all of this is over, Zacatelco says.
Stay home, wash your hands. The beach will be here. We'll make sure of it.
Now, Murphy Woodhouse takes us to another Sonoran town feeling the loss of Arizona visitors.
Walk south across the border into Nogales, Sonora, and you're quickly surrounded by pharmacies, dentist offices, and shops selling all manner of trinkets and curios. Many businesses near the border depend heavily on visitors from Arizona and further afield. Some come seeking affordable health care or just a pleasant meal in another country. But there's not much of that these days.
It's, for example, we usually see, like, at least 20 patients during one day, and right now we just see like two or three or nothing.
That's Margarita Medina, a receptionist at a dental office just a few steps south of the border. Like many providers in Arizona, the business has shifted to emergency-only procedures.
All of them are from there. All of the patients, like 99%.
There being Arizona and elsewhere in the United States. This time of year, that's also where a big share of La Roca's customers are coming from. Alicia Martin, who lives in Tubac, is one of the owners of the iconic restaurant.
Architecturally, I would say you would feel that you kind of stepped into a different place and time.
But Martin and her partners decided to close up a few weeks back, even before Sonora enacted tough measures, restrictions went into place on the border, and the U.S. State Department urged Americans to avoid foreign travel.
I was worried about my people. You know, they've been with me for some of them since the restaurant opened.
Martin is hoping to open up again as soon as possible, but says businesses are not getting much help from the Mexican government in the meantime.
I'm praying that we can open in a month, but I don't know. I don't know.
And without visitors from north of the line, things will be even tougher for border businesses like hers.
That income that they leave in the community comes right back across the border to Nogales, Arizona. We just go hand in hand.
And there's just no separating the two economies, she says. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News.